You could compare it to a raging river that drags you along with it, or a fire in which everything is consumed. I recently met some old friends, a family I had not seen in a long time, and I was shocked when I saw them. I almost asked, "Are you ill? What happened? Who did this to you?" The mother who walked with a cane seemed to have shrunk in size. Her face shriveled like an old apple. The daughter who had been full of energy, enthusiasm, and the expectations of youth when I last saw her seemed worn out, tired after bringing up 3 children. Then I remembered. Almost 30 years had passed since we last met. Time had done this to them. And I'm sure they were just as shocked when they saw me. Everything seems to be subject to time, yet it all happens in the now. That is the paradox. Wherever you look, there is plenty of circumstantial evidence for the reality of time. A rotting apple, your face in the bathroom mirror compared to your face in a photo taken 30 years ago. Yet you never find any direct evidence. You never experience time itself. You only ever experience the present moment, or rather what happens in it. If you go by direct evidence only, then there is no time, and the now is all there ever is. Eliminating time. You cannot make the egoless state into a future goal and then work towards it. All you get is more dissatisfaction, more inner conflict, because it will always seem that you have not arrived yet, have not attained that state yet. When freedom from ego is your goal for the future, you give yourself more time, and more time means more ego. Look carefully to find out if your spiritual search is a disguised form of ego. Even trying to get rid of yourself can be a disguised search for more if the getting rid of yourself is made into a future goal. Giving yourself more time is precisely this: giving yourself more time. Time, that is to say past and future, is what the false mind-made self, the ego, lives on. And time is in your mind. It isn't something that has an objective existence out there. It is a mind structure needed for sensory perception, indispensable for practical purposes, but the greatest hindrance to knowing yourself. Time is the horizontal dimension of life, the surface layer of reality. Then there's the vertical dimension of depth, accessible to you only through the portal of the present moment. So instead of adding time to yourself, remove time. The elimination of time from your consciousness is the elimination of ego. It is the only true spiritual practice. When we speak of the elimination of time, we are, of course, not referring to clock time, which is the use of time for practical purposes, such as making an appointment or planning a trip. It would be almost impossible to function in this world without clock time. What we are speaking of is the elimination of psychological time, which is the egoic mind's endless preoccupation with past and future, and its unwillingness to be one with life by living in alignment with the inevitable isness of the present moment. Whenever a habitual no to life turns into a yes, whenever you allow this moment to be as it is, you dissolve time as well as ego. For the ego to survive, it must make time, past and future, more important than the present moment. The ego cannot tolerate becoming friendly with the present moment, except briefly, just after it got what it wanted. But nothing can satisfy the ego for long. as long as it runs your life? There are two ways of being unhappy. Not getting what you want is one. Getting what you want is the other. Whatever is or happens is the form that the now takes. As long as you resist it internally, form, that is to say, the world, is an impenetrable barrier that separates you from who you are beyond form, separates you from the formless one life that you are. When you bring an inner yes to the form the now takes, that very form becomes a doorway into the formless. The separation between the world and God dissolves.